Hello.
Hello.
Were you burping?
No.
When you were trying to do the intro?
I
we should probably
not
redo that.
Yeah,
we're not going to redo it.
Dang it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. After a...
It's been a time.
Yeah, holiday break, and we had a late episode, and holidays.
It's been a little crazy here.
Listen to our episode about how much Christmas sucks.
It's 2019.
Woo!
We're back.
We're back. And if you hear any children in the background, there are
we
kids.
We live in a neighborhood.
But it's a nice day out today.
And it is a beautiful day.
62
and,
degrees.
They're out yelling and screaming. Mm-hmm. And being kids.
And being kids. And annoying fucking kids.
They're fine.
Sarah?
Yes, Zachary.
You reminded me of something. And that's what today's topic is.
What did I remind you of?
Well, you were singing the Jeopardy theme.
Yeah, I did.
So let's talk about game shows.
Game shows.
Because there's a lot of them. And they're kind of back now. I feel like I see every week there's a new celebrity with a game show.
Yeah, the newest one that I heard about was the singing mascot or something.
Is that a game show? Let's see here.
Oh, what's a game show and what's a reality show?
I think that's a talent competition.
Oh, yeah. Or was it talent competition?
Talent.
Oh, boy.
American Idol, all those singing shows, those are talent shows, right?
Yeah, as well as America's Got Talent.
Those aren't game shows.
No, game shows are like...
Games, rules.
Yeah.
I mean, those things have rules, but it's not like... You don't...
You win... Well...
There's no like... There's no cash prize in those shows, is it? It's usually like a record deal.
They get money.
But it's not a game. A game show is a game. There's multiple players.
Right, there's...
Yeah. I think the difference between a game show and a talent show is game shows are like one-off
game
thing.
Shows you don't have to have talent. Game shows are the shows that you go on when you have no talent.
Well, I was going to say, game shows are one-off.
Yeah.
Whereas a talent show tends to like go on for a few weeks.
And sure,
like
they people, bring back people.
Yeah, people come back. And yeah. That's what I was saying, game shows don't do tournaments. But I think, yeah, I don't know. I actually never thought about that. I haven't tried to parse those.
So are baking competitions part of talent shows?
Those are skill shows. Those are
they're skill shows.
Or talent shows, yeah.
Okay.
Talent skill shows. They're not game shows.
Okay. Yeah, no, but then you got like Cutthroat Kitchen, where it's kind of a game.
Cutthroat Kitchen is a cooking game show. I would
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You've already taken this in a very different direction here. But I didn't really think about that.
Okay, so game shows. So your classics.
What is a game show?
Like
oh,
Price
God.
Is Right.
My whole
Joker's
world
Wild.
Is, the whole world is falling apart.
Family Feud.
Well, I was going to say, so Joker's Wild is one of the new. Well, that's a remake of
it's
an old
remake.
One. But I mean, it's like, I've seen
but
a lot
man,
of these.
Snoop Dogg is great.
He's a very good host.
He is.
Snoop Dogg has that one. And then what is it? Who does the Spotify? Not Spotify. Shazam. The one where it's like. There's a Shazam one
I've
where...
I've never heard of this one.
Or not Shazam. What's the thing where...
There's the lip sync battle one.
No. That... I don't know. That's not a game show. What's
no,
the
I guess
one?
That's not.
What's
that
the one where
show.
Like it plays a clip from the song and you have to guess it? Wayne... Is Wayne Brady that hosts that? No.
I have no idea.
I think it's... Shazam is the music service.
Yeah, that's what Shazam is.
Well, that's
is.
What the game... It's based on that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm taking it Shazam created this game show?
Yeah, it's officially, like, licensed by them.
Let's look this up.
I think it's Shazam.
Shazam game show.
We're looking it up. Yeah, see?
Beat Shazam.
Beat Shazam. Who hosts that?
Jamie Foxx.
Ah, that's right. It was Jeff. But that's what I see. Like, they all have a celebrity. Ellen's got a game show.
When did this start?
It's been out for, like, a year or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, season 2 was in 2018, so it came out last year. Oh, similar shows. Here we go.
Okay, so there's like, but there's a bunch of these celebrities that are now hosting these game shows. Like, the game shows are huge again, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they're cheap
to... Oh, Game of Games is Ellen's
That's
show.
That's Ellen's show, yeah.
There's Match Game, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That recently came back with a new host.
Deal or No Deal is back with Howie.
Yeah, Hollywood Game Night?
That's with, what's her name from Glee.
I love her. She's one of my favorite actresses. Jane Lynch.
Yeah, she's one where they
great.
Get celebrities.
Celebrities, yeah, kind of like the...
Wow.
There's also the Gong Show. That's no longer around.
Do you know who hosts the new Gong Show?
No.
Oh, you don't know about this?
I feel like my dad's told me about this.
His name is something Maitland. I think that's what his name is. But it's Michael Myers dressed up as a British guy.
Oh, I heard about
this. And they like tried to downplay it for like a while, and then they finally. Yeah. It's still bizarre.
Let's see, Jeopardy, The Price is Right.
Well, so here's what I was going to ask you. What were game shows you watched? Because as a kid, I remember growing up, I would watch a couple episodes of Jeopardy, some Wheel of Fortune.
Well, it was one of those things that whenever I stayed home sick from work school, it was always The Price is Right.
Yeah.
The
classic game show.
Yeah, The Price is Right. And I'm sorry, I know everyone's like, Drew Carey does a great job.
I like Drew Carey.
I like Bob Barker. Bob Barker or nothing.
Drew Carey's great.
He's fine.
Bob Barker killed a man. Probably. I don't actually know.
I don't
that.
Think he did.
Legally, I have to say, I don't know if he has.
I mean, my parents.
Legally against Drew Carey. Hold up. Rewind here.
I mean, I never watched the Drew Carey show.
Yeah, he was great on that.
I never watched that.
You never watched the Drew Carey
show? No, I had issues with it. Like Mimi?
Yeah.
The bad representation of overs. Of
but Drew Carey's a good representation of plus size people.
Is he?
Yeah, he he's the hero of the show. He always
That's
wins and
true,
stuff.
I
see your point of Mimi, but I...
Mimi is just not a great example. Like, it's like a fat man can be okay, but like a fat woman can't be, and I have a problem with that, personally.
She does usually win also, though. She's usually
well,
the smart.
Good.
She's
deserves
like the,
it. Yeah. Good for her.
Craig Ferguson started out on that show. That's
Oh, yeah.
He was the boss.
Yeah, he was.
The Drew Carey Show is not a game show.
No, I'm sorry. I got off track. I mean, I used to watch a lot of Wheel of Fortune.
I still don't know what you have against Drew Carey as the host of Price is Right.
I just don't like
He's
him.
He's very funny.
I just don't like him. I like Bob Barker. He has that, like, grandpa feel. Where,
Bob
like,
Barker's got a great grandpa feel.
Yeah, I know. He's
also
great.
Drew Carey's, like, 50-something now. He's actually...
Yeah, he sure is.
I wonder how long he'll do this show. You know, he does it as well as Bob Barker. I think he...
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he'll get someone younger in.
Oh, yeah, because that seems like to be a big problem for them. They had Bob Barker up to the point where they were, like, having to kick him out from backstage because he was in a coma. He's like, Price is Right. Spin the wheel! It's commercial.
I watched a lot of Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of...
That was a real hot show at the time.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Deal or No Deal is like the perfect show to watch.
Those are like the four shows. Like when I think of game shows, those are the four that I watched. I was not smart enough to watch Jeopardy.
I used to watch Jeopardy. I was not
good at Jeopardy. And so it was not fun for me to watch.
Deal or No Deal is like the best show to watch because there's no skill involved. And yet you'll see people continuously yell at the people. You fucking moron. Why'd you pick us? Oh, like,
yeah,
but there's no skill. There's no skill involved.
Yeah.
There's zero skill. It's literally just...
I also like how they've upgraded. I say upgraded, but the banker is now a woman.
Yeah.
Makes me very happy.
You could consider that an upgrade.
I think it's an upgrade.
It's good to see women getting into evil capitalism.
Heck yeah, it is.
Destroy the world. All genders should destroy.
All genders should
non-binary and gendered. Everyone.
Everyone.
They've also... I remember Deal or No Deal, like, at first was a hot show. And then, you know, as these things happen, the show started to lose some ratings. And that's when they started to do stuff like, now we have a wheel. And now we have twice as many chests. And now we have an alligator. Like, they started getting... That's when Howie left, I think. He was like, I'm...
I was going to say, Howie left for a while, but I think
he's back now. Because what was he doing? America's Got...
Yes.
He was a host. He still
is
a host.
I think he's still a host. I think it's America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Yeah. No, my favorite game shows were Price is Right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, you wake up. You know, they used to show Price is Right, not all the time, but they would do special late night, like 9 o'clock showings, special episodes.
No, I did not know that.
Prime time, Price is Right.
Hmm.
Price is Right, Jeopardy. I always liked Jeopardy. I was not smart enough to, but it was fun to, like, my favorite moment is when you watch Jeopardy and some fucking smartass is getting everything right, and then it gets to a question, you get it, and they don't, and you're like, you fucking idiot.
Did you know all the previous answers?
No. But you're just like,
yeah, you gotta get to that point, though.
Family Feud. Love Family Feud.
I never watched Family Feud, and I also, you're going to probably get at me for this one. I don't really like Steve Harvey.
Oh, I don't like Steve Harvey either.
I just don't like him. But he seems kind of like
I like the idiot. Show. Oh, yeah. I don't like Steve Harvey either. There's some very good reasons I don't like him.
Yeah. It wasn't a show that I really watched a lot.
I loved Family Feud. Show me.
I mean, I remember.
Grasshoppers.
So my fondest memory of Family Feud was there was a Facebook game of Family Feud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I was working at a company, it was a retail company. She was actually my boss, but her and I, we would just, because the store didn't have a lot of customers.
I know what the store is.
It really didn't have a lot of customers. And so we would just sit on the chairs up at the front. We would just play Family Feud Facebook version on her phone. And we did awesome. We were very good.
I love Family Feud, but I hate playing Family Feud with people who don't understand Family Feud. And like, it's like, name six things in a bathroom. And somebody will be like, I know. And it's like, what? Trash bags. Like, go, you fucking.
Toothbrush.
That, yes. But people were like.
Why would someone say trash bag?
Because some people are stupid. They don't get how to play.
I don't understand. How do you not know how to play? You ask a question, you answer it.
Also, people don't realize it's okay to pass. People get way too obsessed with having to play. When they do that, you know, boop, boop, and it's like, name something. And like, somebody names the second answer, and then the other person names the first answer. So it's their turn to pass or play. You should probably pass, because they've already got two on the board. It's going to be trickier for them to get, especially if there are only five answers. You should probably pass, because you let them fill up the board, and that lets you get a bunch of time to think. And then when it comes back to you, if they don't get it.
Man, you watched a lot of Family Feud then. Didn't you?
I did. Also, I hated watching the part, the end, where they have, like, they have to answer a bunch of them really fast, two different people from the team. Because there's always a person that he's like, give me next week that you hang on a pole. And the guy's like, and it's like the clock's going down. It's like, fucking pass, do the next one, come back to this. He's like, Or they'll be like, next thing that hangs on the pole, and they're like, cow. And it's like, and then they get to the answers part, and they're like, let's see how many people said cow. No one.
Interesting. Did you ever watch the Hollywood Squares?
Oh, yeah. I watch a lot of Hollywood Squares.
That's another show that, like, I remember a lot of people were into and watched, but I had no
concept. The actual game show is not very interesting. It's tic-tac-toe. The interesting part of the game show is that it's got a bunch of.
It's full of celebrities, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you ask them the questions, and, like, they always give you a joke answer, and then they'll be like, what is the capital of Florida? And they'll be like, I don't know. It's underwater now, isn't it? And they'll be like, it's Tallahassee. And then you have to decide if they're right or wrong.
Mm.
Riveting.
What do you think the worst
game show?
Game show. Mm. Like, when you think of game shows and you're just like, that one is awful.
That's a good question. I like most game shows. They're always somewhat entertaining.
I mean, I'm looking at a list right now, and there's one on here that I keep seeing, and I think it's just the host I really didn't like.
Mm.
Foxworthy.
Oh, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I hate Foxworthy.
I'm not a big Jeff Foxworthy fan, but I will say that show's kind of fun to just watch kids get answers right to adults.
Whenever they have, like kids editions of some of these
Jeopardy
game shows.
Or stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm always like,
fucking Trebek is a cold-hearted bastard. He doesn't change. When they get on there and they're like, he's like, this is the historical birthplace of whatever. And the person's like, what is Rio de Janeiro? And he's like, wrong.
Yeah, he's.
He like doesn't go easy on them.
No, he is not.
Also, I always love how he's like, we were looking for Rome. Really? He always says, like, yeah, okay, you have all the fucking answers,
Trebek.
Yeah, of course
you know, because they're all, yeah, you have everything.
I always liked Wheel of Fortune.
I love Wheel of Fortune. You and I actually play the mobile
Yeah,
Wheel of
on
Fortune
our tablet,
game,
yeah.
And it's very fun.
It's a fun game, yeah. RSTNLE. There you go, folks, if you want to know the most frequently used letters in words. It's RSTNL and then E.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's why they give you those at the end, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And if none of those show up, you're good luck.
Good luck.
If yeah. none of those show up, you might as well just fucking call. And that's why I always love when I watch that game show. And it's like, you can tell the people who know how to play Wheel of Fortune, the people who don't know how to play Wheel of Fortune. Because it's like, mm-hmm. it'll be like, all right, what's your guess? We're looking for a stadium or something. The person, mm-hmm. first person is like, R. Okay. And next person, S. All right. V. It's like, X. It's like,
ooh.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing.
You don't know, do you?
Yeah, I don't know if I have a bad game show. I like I even got... Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Like, I don't like Jeff Foxworthy that much, but
yeah,
the show was kind of fun.
There was a period of time where, and it was during the phase in between Bob Barker and Drew Carey. And The Price is Right, that I had worked so much retail.
Yeah.
That game was easy for me. Oh, my God. Because they were starting to get some of the newer stuff. Like, instead of, like...
before you go any further, because I was about to ask you about this, but let's take a moment here.
Okay. I'll pause.
Say pause this thought. Hey, folks, your host here for our game show.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Take a quick
commercial break. Don't forget to... spay and neuter your puppies or whatever the fuck Bob Barker said to people.
Good job.
Hey.
Hey.
And we're back.
Woo! Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Now when we left, Sarah, you had $5,000. Are you ready to answer the final question?
Oh boy, I sure am, Zach.
All right, if you get this right, you get 20 grand.
Woo!
If you get this wrong, you walk away with nothing.
Well.
And we take one of your cats.
What?
All right, Sarah, here's your question.
Oh, no.
What game show, if you could go on any game show, which one would you go on that you could win, that you know you could do the best at?
Because
you were mentioning that you're very good because you have a lot of retail. So Price is Right, would that be the one you go with?
Well. I mean, if I'm going to be honest, probably Deal or No Deal, just because it's a guessing game.
Well, that's what I mean. Would you just go Deal? I would go Price is Right. I mean,
I'm pretty good at Price is Right. I do a lot of shopping.
Well, we shop all the time, and like I'm always online on Amazon mm-hmm. looking at stuff. So like,
well, because especially in the most recent years, I remember the change where instead of being like, you know, okay, here's a 20 piece set of fine china. Like I'm going to tell you right now, we don't want that. We don't fucking care about that.
No.
Instead, it was like, here's a pair of wireless Bose headphones. Here's and I was
Xbox
like,
$250
bucks, yeah. done. Like, I knew it.
Well, no, but you want to be like $249.99.
Because
it's their retail. I always love when people are like, when they do the cars and they're like, how much for this new Honda? Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people get close to this. Some people are like, $3,800. It's like, no.
No.
You really fucked that one. You missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that. I will say, though, that's where I would get stuck is where it's like, okay, like, On the showcase, it's like, all right, here's a boat, a car, and a vacation.
Cars?
Fuck, I don't know.
The cars, you just sort of...
$1 million.
Somebody looked it up. Somebody looked it up, and it was like, they never give out cars that are ever more than like, is it 42,000 or 45,000? Like, they never go really above that.
Mm-hmm.
So the number you shoot for usually is like 29,899 or something like that. Like,
yeah.
If you shoot for that, you tend to be around close enough to it. For boats, I don't know. I mean, for boats, I would just like... what is it? People have figured out like game theory on Price is Right, but it's like however long the boat is, each foot you times it by five, and that's how much it is.
Oh,
like,
wow, I had no idea like there 10, was such logic
if it's
behind boat
10
buying.
Feet long, it's like $50,000 roughly, or there's something like there's like formulas people have figured out. Now, how accurate they are, I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you,
but the ones that would stump me. I think I could guess pretty close with a boat and a car and stuff. It's the ones where like a 3-day trip to like
it's
Switzerland.
The
I don't know.
Trips. I have no idea. Because also like what's included in that?
Well, they'll be like, it's a 3-day trip to Switzerland with 2 nights and 2 days hotel and full room and board and stuff. And then it's like, okay, let's see. How much is a hotel and how much is... Those are the tricky ones for me.
Well, and then, I mean, I have to ask the question. Like you mentioned Switzerland. So
yeah, what do you got against Switzerland?
No. My point is that like, do we have to then think about the exchange rate? Because
no.
a hotel, like
no,
U.S.
I think it's
America,
it's their, it's our currency.
Is that what how it would be?
Also, you could just say fuck off to all that stuff after you win. You can just get the cash value.
Yeah.
With a tax deductible or with like minus taxes, which is what I would do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just give me the 48 grand.
I just want to play Plinko.
Oh, God, yeah, Plinko.
Plinko!
Did you ever hear the story about... So it was an episode of Price is Right, and was it Drew Carey? I don't know. I think it was, actually. Where this person gets up, and if you don't know what Plinko is, I mean, come on now.
You what watch you, more TV.
You need to live your life. But Plinko, it's this game where these little pegs, you drop these circular discs into it, and they, like go, and they go, ping, 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 and they kind of bounce around, and they fall down into different areas, which are different values of money. Yes. Most of them are low, but there's a few that are like, what, is it 5,000? Or is that how much it is?
I think it's 5,000. Or no,
no, it's 10,000. There's like a 10,000, then a 5,000.
Then a 1,000, and then it goes by 500,
then 4, yeah. And then there's zero, I think. I think there's some zeros.
There might be some zeros thrown in there. Anyways, it's been a long time since I've actually
seen it. So this guy goes up there, because the other thing that people...
I know this story, yeah.
The other thing people forget about Plinko is... You have to answer, you have to get prices right first to earn the pucks. You get one free puck, and then they'll have like toothpaste, car wash, whatever. And you have to guess those prices because they'll have like a little thing. What is it? I think the Plinko one is like, you have to say if the price is higher or lower.
Yes.
It's like, it's higher than that. And then they flip it over. So anyways, and if you get the... so you can walk away, I think with four discs is the max.
I think, yeah, I think so.
Anymiku. So this guy goes up here. And he's, I think he got all four discs. And he puts a disc in, and it goes, bang, 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 bam, 10 grand. People freak out. Everyone freaks out. Drew Carey's like, whoa, I'm Drew Carey. Sarah hates me. And then and then he goes up, and or he's up there, and he does another one. Bing, 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 boom, 10 grand. People freaking out. Holy shit, you know, because it's a lot of money. And Drew Carey's like, ah! And then he goes to drop another one, but then like a producer runs out and stops it before it can go farther down.
Yep.
And people are like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What's happening?
Drew Carey's like, ah! And so what happened was they had a few days beforehand or something. They were doing a advertisement for a Price is Right video game. I think it was one of the Ubisoft ones a few years ago. And what they did is they used fishing line. And you basically, the fishing line, you can't see it, and you run it through the peg so that no matter where you place it, it will always hit 10 grand. Mm-hmm. And so for the commercial, they could show consistent 10 grand hits on Plinko and stuff. And they had done this to a few games, but they had forgot to take the fishing line off of the Plinko machine.
Oh, gosh.
So the producer had to run out and stop it. So the reason why they ran out and stop it and then just let it go for a while and then come back to the guy and go like, so, no. But the reason they didn't do that is because the rules, CBS standards and practices are, if a game breaks, something happens, the contestant still gets what they get.
That's what I was going to ask. Any fault is the
contest. Is the contest? Yeah, he still got that.
Good.
But that's how it works. But any contestant, like anything that goes wrong, if it benefits the contestant, they still get that. That's the rules. That's how it works.
Huh.
So that's why that producer ran out there and stopped it, because if he had just kept going, he would have walked out with a lot of money.
40 grand.
So instead, they were able to take the strings off. And then I think in the episode, I don't know if they mention it. I'm trying to think. But you can look this up. You should. It's a very interesting story. That just like the guy that treated story. Cheating in game shows is super interesting. There's like a whole entire history of like.
Jeez, I would have never thought of that.
In Price is Right, there was a guy. And so I don't know if you guys remember this game, but it's like there's a bunch of like light up tiles. Kind of like that Michael Jackson video where he's like, doot, doot, and he's walking and they light up. Mm-hmm. So it's a game where you have to like, you put your foot down if you want to go towards the price, like different prices.
Yeah, I kind of remember this one.
Yeah, and if you touch it, it lights up a different color or something. Or it lights, if you touch it and it lights up, that means you're right. If you touch it and it doesn't, that means you didn't get it right. And this, right. And you're supposed to walk to the thing. Well, this older guy, he does something very naughty. And Bob Barker calls him out on it, where he kind of pretends to fall and he slips onto one of it and he sees it doesn't light up. So then he falls the other way. And Bob Barker, like you go watch it on the episode. He goes like, I don't know what you did there. He's like, if you do it again, we won't let you play this. Because he was.
Wow. Yeah. Jeez.
So, yeah.
I mean, good. Call out cheater. See, I don't think Drew Carey would have done anything like that. Bob Barker's like,
Drew Carey physically assaulted a man who cheated on. No. He grabbed him by the lapels. And he's like, no, no. Yeah, don't cheat in front of Bob Barker.
He's tough.
There was also that guy that cheated Press Your Luck. That's the one where it's like, no whammies, 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 stop! Fantastic. Everyone loves that show.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Ever seen one?
No.
The little whammy, the demon guy, he's like, because he takes all your money.
Nope.
Anyway, in the 70s, there was a guy, I think he was an ice cream man.
You know, I'm older than you.
Yeah, you're like 36.
Shut up.
I used to watch a lot of Game Show Network.
I don't think I had that show or that channel.
Yeah. That's probably for the best. You probably got to do stuff for your life.
I did.
But there was this guy. He was an ice cream truck driver, I think. And he was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was winning all the fucking time. He was dodging every whammy. He was just poof, 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 just like raking up. I think he ended up raking in like 70 grand or something.
Jeez.
And like trips and stuff. Well, they found out why. And they had to give it to him, but after him, they changed it. So what he had done is he spent months, maybe a year or two even, watching recorded footage of the show at home. He memorized the pattern. It wasn't random. It was a light. There was a pattern to the whammies. He memorized it.
Oh, my God.
So he always knew when it would be a whammy and when it wouldn't be a whammy and where to stop it and all that.
Jeez.
So after him, they actually randomized. But yeah, he memorized it and was able to fucking...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever try to cheat in a game show.
No. I mean, I think they give you, like, a consolation prize.
Yeah, and just being on TV, I guess some people are into that.
Yeah. As someone who's been on TV.
Yeah, fun. You're rich.
No, I'm not rich.
How many royalty checks do you get a year?
None.
If you were on Family Feud...
Mm-hmm.
Who do you bring? You got your mom and your dad, sure, but you got to have five people. And they kind of, they've been very lax at this point. I've seen people bring a dog or some fucking shit. At some point, that's whatever you consider your family.
Well, I mean, it would be my mom.
Because they now allow, like, they now allow, I say as if it's like some mandate or whatever. But, like, they now, like, I've seen gay couples and.
That's good.
Like, so who would you bring?
It would be my mom, my dad.
Of course, yeah.
You.
Yeah. You still need one more person, I think. Who fills out the fifth spot? Do you do the bullshit? So there was somebody that got in trouble, I think, on Family Feud, or they got caught before they could do it, where they were, like, going to hire some, like, different, like, really smart, like, professor.
Oh, no, I have one of my friends.
And try to pay
them
off to be like, these are my family members.
Probably my friend Ellen.
Ellen?
Yeah.
So you're saying your other friends are stupid?
No. I'm trying to think of, like, who's smart at what out of all of
my
friends.
My mom listens to this podcast.
Okay.
She's going to be very, like... I guess Sarah doesn't love me. Doesn't think I'm smart.
I'm sorry, Vicky, but...
You're not smart.
It's not what I said. Well, who would you take to Family Feud?
I would take you.
Oh, that's nice.
I guess I would take my mom.
Oh, uh-huh.
Maybe Michael. Maybe my mom's boyfriend. I don't think I'd take Walter.
I wouldn't, unless you want to lose.
It'd be fun. It would be a fun loss. Eli's pretty smart.
I don't know.
Eli knows quite, like, a bit of stuff.
If it was like music history, your dad would be golden.
Yeah.
I mean, just that you can take my mom and my dad. And then and me.
I would probably take Eli, actually. He knows quite a bit about sports and all the type
of
stuff.
He's...
You know, if they ask questions like, we asked 100 people what the best running back of to ever play for Denver was or something like that. Eli would be like, he'd be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. Nah, I probably would take any of my family. I would do the thing. I would just find smart people and pay them to be my family. That's the thing when you watch Family Feud, you're always like...
Y'all really family?
And sometimes you'll see it's like four white people and then one black person. You're like, are you family or did they like pay you?
Did they pay you?
Did they pay you? I wonder how in-depth the Family Feud research is, like, to make sure they're family. To be like, they like pull out genealogy, but
I highly doubt they do anything like that.
And they're like, okay, let's see here. Prick your finger. Ow. All right, okay. We're gonna look up your last 15 bloodline connections. Oh, and it's like, you are not family. You do not get to go on the feud.
But I was adopted.
Oh, okay, then you're good. All right. They left Friends on now, so who fuck? Like, I remember watching an episode where it's like, this is my mom, this is my dad, and everyone's like, ah, this is my husband, ah, and then it's like, this is my husband's best friend. It's like, it's not family and friends feud.
No, it is not.
They should do a friends feud.
Friends feud?
Where it's like family feud, but it's all friends.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. Also, Family Feud does this weird thing.
Where Steve Harvey is in charge? I know, it's awful.
They do this weird thing where a lot of episodes, it's like a white family versus a family of a different race.
I've noticed that. Or it's like a like an obvious rich family
versus like a rednecky kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on purpose or if that's just like...
I don't know, but I do notice that. It's like...
It's like they're trying to incite race and class war. What are you doing, Steve Harvey? Remember when Steve Harvey said the wrong name at that Miss USA pageant?
Yeah. It's awful. It's just like you had to read one name.
Yeah.
And you messed it up.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't go back out. I would just rip it up and be like, yep.
That was it.
That's it.
That's it. Bye.
Who's going to fucking know? And the judge is like, well, you voted. And you're like, don't talk about your votes. Mm-hmm. It's like the Oscars when they said, what was the stupid movie where they were dancing? La La Land?
Oh, yeah, La La Land.
That piece of shit or whatever.
That's a good movie. No, it's not a good movie. It was fine.
Yeah. But they said La La Land instead of Moonlight, which was supposed to
win. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I remember that. I remember watching that live. And I remember being like, so I wasn't watching it. Okay. I ended up watching it live, but I was watching it through Twitter, like kind of like reading live tweets, and I was like, fucking La La Land is going to win Best Picture. Everyone kind of assumed because it's a Hollywood movie about dancing. Oh, that's their... And then when it did, everyone on Twitter was like, great, awesome, just keep doing boring choices and stuff. And then all of a sudden it was like, people were like, wait, what's going on? And I was like, what's going on? I tuned in and it was like, Moonlight. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I think was that last year when they brought them back out and they were like, this time they like made a joke about it. He like had a specific envelope and she read it or stuff. At least they had fun with it, I guess.
I guess, but you probably still shouldn't have fucked that up.
No. Game show, Sarah.
Game shows.
Would you ever go on a game show?
Probably not.
Would you go on Jeopardy?
No.
That would be fun. I'd love to go on Jeopardy.
Absolutely not.
I always like when you tune into Jeopardy halfway through an episode, and it's like, there's three contestants. Like, one of them's like, Rob, and he's got 9,000. Mm-hmm. Melanie, she's got 63,000. Todd, -800. You're like, oh, Todd. What happened, Todd? Todd. Well, because the problem is some people, like, they answer... You gotta be careful because I don't know if people forget or whatever, but when you answer $1,000 question and you get it wrong, you lose that. They take that from you. It's not just wrong, you lose $1,000.
If at the end of the game
you're negative,
negative.
That's happened, I think. I feel
so. Does that person actually have to pay the studio?
No,
I
would hope that would be really funny.
That'd be awful.
Like, he's like, he's laughing and he's leaving, then Trebek corners him with a bat. He's like, we need our 12 grand.
Like,
what is blunt force trauma? Just like cracks him over the skull. No, I don't know if you actually have to pay that if you go negative.
Now I really don't want to be on Jeopardy.
I'd love to be on Jeopardy. But I would want to go on during like they do those like high school. Kid. I'm going to try to sneak in as a high schooler. That way it's easy. Because those questions are usually pretty easy. It's like, what? These elements make up water.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty easy, Sarah.
It's, I don't know. I was never good at chemistry.
We were looking for what is... Hydrogen and oxygen.
Oh, hey.
H2O.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say H2O, but... I knew that wasn't right.
Maybe you shouldn't go on Jeopardy.
I'm not. No, no, I should not.
They do celebrity ones. It'll be like, this celebrity sings Roar.
What is Katy Perry?
See, that would be, what is Katy Perry? What is Katy Perry is a question that we've all wondered. I love that. It doesn't happen very often, but you'll see somebody go, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. I mean, who? And he's like, oh, nope, you don't get it.
Yeah,
also, every once in a while in Jeopardy, they'll say an answer. And then they'll come back for a commercial and Trebek's like, the judges wanted us to inform you that you said this. Well, it's really pronounced like this, and they're two different things. So we're going to take those points away. They've done that. And the person's like, what the fuck, Trebek? But anyway, game shows.
Game shows.
I like them.
Yeah, they're fun.
I don't get to watch them as often because we don't have cable.
No, we don't.
Or TV.
No.
There's not a lot of game shows on Netflix.
No. Thank goodness.
It's weird, though. I feel like that'd be a market.
No. I think Hulu has some. Also, why do you need game shows when you have baking shows?
That's true.
I love baking shows.
But thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks.
Our guest episode fell through. Because it did. People got a little drunk.
People had a little too much fun.
Maybe next weekend we'll have a guest, actually, now that I think about it. Because we have to record next weekend.
Oh, yeah, we do. We might have a very
surprise guest. It's Zach Galifianakis. Hey, it's Zach Galifianakis here. I'm just done with my show, Baskets, and I'm here to...
That show was weird. I tried to watch that show. I couldn't.
Would you say it's a basket case?
All right. On that note, I'm Sarah.
I'm Zach.
I don't think we ever announced ourselves at the beginning. So
who fucking cares?
Thanks for listening to Chillcast.
Yeah, Chillcast, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.